unforsaken thing.
Baby.
It's true.
I always been a guitar beater. All
right, we have a night off. Well, you are not perfect.
You are not perfect. I have a perfect union.
Now, Stacy, you're too kind and too
humble.
Humble, so you need to take your liberties, because we'll just roll right along. We're not trying to be official. So you need to just take your liberties and you need to do something else.
Of course, that's like opening up the refrigerator for my dog.
Then you kiss them sandwiches, goodbye.
Yeah, it's actually very quiet in the back.
My spirit is the strength of the Word of God that I've heard all my life, and that's what I live by now. And all of you here have had the words of God spoken to you by God Himself and through His Word, and even now and then, just now and then, by an anointed vessel, that it was a keen, clear, sharp, penetrating word that was from God. And you knew it, and it burned into your heart. And it's a word you've never been able to forget. And I remind you that your well is filled with His Word, the living Word that has come out of His written Word, and the living Word that has come out of His spoken Word. It's deep in your well, a well of bedrock, and it gives strength to you. And that's the well that you draw out of. And that's from that are the rivers of living water that will flow out of you to the parched sand around you, to those who are in need of that word. And when that word comes forth from you, it will minister life to those around you. That's what God is about with us as his vessel. Not about us being built up of ourselves, but about us being filled up with his word so that that word can come forth crisply and refreshingly to those who are in need of encouragement at the moment we bring that word forth.
Thank you.
the pursuit of holiness and the pursuit of the glory of God begins with the blood and with the cross. And that's where it has been with me a long time, because that's where it started years ago. And now it still is, and I would remind you to cling to the words that he speaks to you. And I'm going to give you a word he spoke to me just as a pattern, and for you to know it applies to you too. In May 1981, 2 months after I was empowered by the Holy Spirit, I had been praising the Lord for months, and I had laid down my head at 5 in the morning, praising him still, and I heard this booming voice. It seemed audible to me. I don't know, but it seemed as the most awesome voice I ever heard. And he says this, "I am Jehovah, your God. You have not kept yourself alive by your own efforts and scheming, but I have kept you alive. I am your very life and your very breath. And you showed me my mother having convulsions in a Laurinburg hospital room in 1941, where I had to be taken by cesarean section. There was blood that night, and he said, that doctor did not breathe the breath of life into you, but I breathe the breath of life to you. I am your very life and your very breath." And he went on to show me every childhood incident, everything where the enemy had tried to take my life and where I had made bad mistakes. And he said, each time, I kept you alive. I am your very life and your very breath. And then he said these most precious words to me. Before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew who you were. Hear those words. They're for you as well as me. I'm not any exception special compared to you. Before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew who you were. That means relationship. He knew me. We had a relationship. And that was the beginning. Then he said, before you were born, I set you apart to minister life to my people, standing in the blood of my son. Nothing unholy can stand in that blood. You shall cling to the cross of Christ, for it is your cross as well, and you shall minister in the shadow of that cross all the days of your life. You shall never turn from me again. And after he said these things, I began to meditate on those words. And I began to know quickly and in reality that when I was ministering life to his people standing in the blood of his son, I was standing at the foot of the cross, the altar of God where that holy blood fell. And that was that holy place that I was standing in. And it's always been a holy place for me. No matter where I am, what I'm actually doing, when I'm ministering life to anyone, I'm standing in holy blood. And it's a holy place that I don't forget. But we need to remember the words that he's spoken to us, because none of his words fall to the ground. He said that the words that I speak, they do not return to me without producing fruit, without doing that for which I've sent it forth. My words produce, because I watch over my words to perform it. And he wants us to be likewise aware of the word that we speak. And that to let go of all foolish jesting, profane speaking, and anything that would any way injure our reputation or injure his reputation and bring anything but glory to him. So I encourage you to know that it's in the blood that we stand and it's in the blood that we move. But he wants us to walk in glory. He wants us to walk in his glory. He gave us that himself. And he shared his glory with us. And he shared his priesthood with us. The only priesthood I have is the priesthood of the Son of God that he shared with me when I came to him. And that's the priesthood that I have authority in. 1 Peter talks about it. Revelation talks about it. It's even discussed in the Old Testament. And Paul even writes something about it in Romans 15. But the priesthood of God is what we have. Our authority in him, and that's how we share in his word. And we are living stones that make up a holy building. Living stones that make up a holy building. And we're being formed into a holy priesthood to offer sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I think I quoted it right. Look it up. But anyway, I'm just grateful to God for His Word. And I want to remind you that no matter what words have been spoken to you by God or by anyone else, that if it was an anointed word, that word is still alive. It hasn't fallen to the ground. And I do not, I'm not willing to let anything fall to the ground. But I still expect every word that's ever been spoken that had validity in God to be alive. I'm still alive because I'm alive. He's in me, and His Word is alive in me. And I expect Him to fulfill everything He's ever spoken. And when I pray for my friend Don Murphy at night, I get anything but the fact that he's going to be here to finish his walk, to finish his course. And I don't see where Moses has a thing on him. He did not smite the rock. He's been speaking the word. And I believe Don Murphy will live many more years. I don't offer the word, but I believe he'll be here and he'll be strengthened. And he'll walk out his course and he will go home in his sleep to be with the Lord after he fulfills the course of his day. And I don't doubt that he'll be celebrated for his life when he goes. I hope I'm around to be a part of that celebration. But value the Word of God. Value it. Don't despise any prophesying, but hold them up and value them and cling to them and just seek the Lord to fulfill them in your life. Because God does not want you to fail in any single thing. Every one of you is meant to be a champion of God. His Word makes it clear. You're going to be a champion, a winner in everything that you do. You are among the most exclusive people in the universe, because you're the children of His name. You've been redeemed through His blood. And you're in His family, a family forever. And let's remember to love one another, be kind to one another, to be gracious to one another, to pray for one another, to share with one another, and to be careful not judging one another, to honor one another above ourselves, to honor our brother above ourselves, and to just be available anytime any brother or sister has a need. And that's the word that I have tonight.
My father passed away, as many of you know, back in 2004, and it was sudden and unexpected. Shortly thereafter, the Lord had Don and Janet to Atlanta, and I'm so grateful for them being so close to me. They're only 20 minutes from my house, so I get to see them as regularly as I can. And one thing that the Lord has just been, I mean, that's all here I talk about and share the gospel. Christ in me. And I wrote a song, I write a lot of songs from the times there on Tuesday nights in Bible study, like the one I just shared, but there's another one that's, I think, kind of a theme song of the message that the Holy Spirit has us all preaching, and that's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I want to honor His request to share this song, and I pray it blesses you guys. And I have a hard time sharing solo songs because sometimes there's a time for it.
Thank you. loved me before the world was framed, and you loved me through my tutoring. You loved me from my birth. Your hand has never stayed, but you have kept it on me for all these years. So I'll glorify you, Lord, and magnify your holy name, for I will never know in all of my years and all of eternity, I'll never know anyone like you. So with these I praise your name and glorify thee. You are worthy of the praise, for they have been loved just the same as me. You've never given up on any one of them, and you never, 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 never will. So we'll praise your name and glorify you, Lord, for you keep us in your way. And we are glad to exalt you and praise your holy name. We praise your holy name.